to hear us. Welcome, everyone.
We got Woo!
Hey, Cameron, how are you doing?
Good. Welcome, everybody. We just had a little mic change.
It's showtime.
Hey, Danny Cruz is outside. We got
Danny. Hello. Can you hear us?
Hello, Danny Cruz.
Danny can hear us, and the several other guests that are outside waiting.
Yeah, we're gonna be on the second show tonight.
I know, lots of people.
Anyway, so let's start it off the show. And Yoshi,
hi, nice to meet you, Yoshi.
You're gonna talk to a lot of audience tonight.
Yeah,
BBS in San Francisco live. We're live in San Francisco. We're alive in Oregon, Washington, Nevada. So you're going to have fun. They're all listening to you right now. And then we're going
to
have a French-American singer.
Correct.
Bridget.
Yes.
Brigitte Bertrand. My horrible friend.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
He's my translator.
Ho, 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 ho. C'est magnifique. So, yes.
Oh, très bon.
And then, oh, by the way, tonight's show we got Celebrity Psychic. And the guy is amazing. John Michael Capaldi.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Now, all you guys in San Francisco, just so you know, pay attention. In about a month, I'm coming up there with Cameron and the rest of the crew. And we're going to do a show on stage at like the Ghirardelli Center, somewhere amazing. And we're going to do, it's going to be, we don't know what the prices are of the tickets. They're going to be a little pricey, but they're worth seeing all of us.
Oh, because we love chocolate and we love you.
I know, well, you know. Well, that's a whole other story. But here's the thing. We're gonna do a whole psychic show. I'm going to do readings for all of you, talk to you about like your life, talk about your health.
Oh, that's a whole.
It's a whole thing we're going to do up there.
Pandora's box. It's going to be. I'll be there signing bikini photographs.
Oh, yes. Well,
she got her bikini
photographs. Well, I have to tell you something, sweetie.
Amber
Martinez.
Actress.
Did you
model,
actually? No, but I have
model,
something funny
Amber
to
Martinez.
Say.
But here's my man, Amber, before you go there, here, quick question. We're going to be in San Francisco, just so you know. I don't think the guys up there are going to be after you and your bikini
There's
pictures.
There's a hell of a lot of straight guys in San Francisco.
Straight to what?
It's like
straight to bed, straight to the next guy.
They're known as granolas.
Granola?
Yeah, they're
wow,
all,
that's another
all
show.
American smart hot
that's
men.
That's another show.
Are they all
and,
hairy?
And they're called, and it's called granola, but they're
little
but
crunchy.
It's known for like all American smart men who work in the tech industry.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Hey,
there we go.
I used to work at Google, guys, so look at that.
There you go. It's an Amber Martinez.
Looking for a husband.
Anyway, we're going to have Yoshi play, and then we're going to
just putting it out there.
For Bridget.
We want to hear Bridget
sing. That'd be wonderful.
Sing. I can't wait to hear you sing.
Well, Bridget's guitar player didn't come.
Yeah, not my guitarist. Well, this is kind of last minute,
girl.
But yeah, I mean, I
could you improvise?
I
you got 30
my life
seconds.
Is pretty much an improvisation. Let's be real. So.
We do. By the way, I met Bridget at Oyster House.
Yes.
Woo! And she was phenomenal.
I love you,
and then
Oyster House.
Our buddy Jose Escamilla, he bought her drinks.
Yeah.
And
I
then,
bet he did.
A lot of bourbon. A lot of bourbon was drink.
Yeah.
And it was great. Bourbon then, heals the soul.
Did he try and take you home too?
No.
Was he like, this
no,
drink?
It's more
unexpected.
Like we. Yeah, no. It was more like we put him in an Uber home and it was, you know, it was. It
you
was
put him in
fun.
An Uber? Oh, yes. You treated yes. Jose right.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he's
yeah,
in a stock, you know.
You gotta treat your fellow kind people right, you know.
I was calling
fellow kind people, but I guess, you know, that could take another
well,
take
I don't
another
drink.
Label.
Yeah.
Ah, you don't drink.
Only coffee.
That's nuts.
Now, tell people in French.
Don't get drunk.
Wait. Just tell people in French about yourself.
Yes,
and then we'll
absolutely.
Have you go ahead. French.
Absolutely. So, bonsoir tout le monde. Je m'appelle Brigitte Bertrand. Hello, everyone. My name is Brigitte Bertrand. French-American singer, Française-Américaine. Probably know a couple of you in San Francisco if you're listening.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas as well. A lot of crazy parties that my parents did in Las Vegas while I was little. So definitely a shout out to them.
Oh, we got Jose. Calling us in. Jose, your fan. Jose, are you on the line?
Hello.
We got Bridget.
I am so sorry. I was at the emergency room, man. I had pain in my chest and all that kind of crap, man.
Hola,
I'm home
Jose.
Now. And I'm sorry I'm not there. I wanted to be there with you guys so badly. Is Bridget there?
Bridget,
I'm
there, sure
you're here, darling.
I'm sure you wanted to be here, Jose. I'm actually stuck between two women. I'm stuck between these two women and this radio, this cramped little studio.
I'm not wearing a bra. I don't know if she is.
Well, I'm not wearing a bra either.
I'm not wearing a bra either.
I wanted to be there so bad tonight, Cameron. Doggone it, man. And then wound up going to the emergency room because I had severe pain in my right leg, breathing hard. You just don't know.
Jose,
it was crazy.
Anyway, so you...
But you know what, guys?
I'm wearing a bra, but I like to make people work for it. So, you know, you got to have something black.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Bridget is there. I wanted to see Bridget. I wanted to see... the princess.
Thank you, darling.
Now you have a question for Bridget? Go ahead.
No, I'm the princess, actually. I heard the temptress. She wants to keep everything to herself. That's it is. Jose.
All right.
She wants
Jose,
to herself.
Because of time, yeah. Consuming, you want to ask Bridget a question?
Yes, please. Fire away.
Yes, Bridget. Bridget, I wanted to ask you, I don't remember the Oyster House that night.
I love that. But that's okay. These things happen. So what's your question?
Did you guys put me on an Uber or a taxi?
Yes. Okay, we put you in an Uber. My friend Julie Cola, that actually wrote a song about her, one of my favorite songs. She has the biggest heart of gold. She saw you and she's like, it's my mission. He's going to get home safe. She spoke slowly to the Uber driver, gave him instructions, and we put you in the car to go home.
That was so cool because you know what, you guys took care of me, and I'm glad that you were there, Bridget. I'm glad you showed up.
Jose, I'm gonna do you a one up.
Yes.
Because you don't remember the night.
Yes,
I'm gonna describe Bridget to you. Here we go. She is a flaming redhead.
No, she's statuesque is the word I would use. I'm a gay man.
You broke my joke in the middle of it.
She's statuesque and curvy and has beautiful, amazing green eyes.
Ooh. I'm telling you guys, I fell in love with Bridget the first time we saw her, man.
She's very statuesque.
A gorgeous girl. And
okay,
she sings in French.
Compared to men,
awesome.
She's got curves.
Yes, she does. She's statuesque, very statuesque. But she's also a redhead and... 74 pounds. And her favorite food is fettuccine Alfredo.
No.
Oh, wow.
So how do you feel about her now?
I love her.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm sorry to disappoint you. She's actually a blonde with green eyes and very statuesque. However, not curvy, but... Her face
also
reminds
with the blue shoes.
You know what?
Her face reminds
totally
me of Uma Thurman.
I totally appreciate all of you.
Thank you.
Me too.
Cameron, you'll never guess who's moving in with me, Cameron.
Now, who's moving in with you?
Kara.
Oh, that's his name. Kara! Oh, so she's moving into your place?
How Howard Sterney
can... It's going to be a lively
She's moving in with me for a couple of weeks, and then she's leaving for Nashville.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you better make it fast.
Yeah, so,
you got to seduce her fast then, huh, Jose?
So, Cameron.
Yes.
Cameron,
yes,
you're going to have to come over and have lunch with us.
Okay.
I want you to meet Tara. I've always told you about her. She's no longer at the Oyster House, but she's going to be here with a hoser.
No, you're the rod father.
You have a hoser at your house?
I'm the rod man. I'm the rod man, girl.
See, every time you're on, this gets so dirty.
Well, Jose is going to come out with t-shirts. Well, no, tell
okay, let's go back to Bridget. Bridget's going to sing for you. Serenade Jose. You got 30 seconds.
Okay,
let's do it.
Jose, just,
okay. What? Bridget, go.
Yeah, tell me just one word of something that you want to hear. I want to please
spank
you.
Spank me like the bad boy I want to be.
He wants to hear, Jose, I am madly in love with you.
Oh, God.
Sing it to him,
okay.
Sister, in French.
Sing it to me, baby.
Je vais me faire toute belle. Je vais me faire toute belle. Parce que je ne suis pas celle qui croit en toi.
J'en ai marre d'être belle. J'en ai marre d'être belle. Pour des mecs sans cervelle. Surtout toi.
Jose's getting hard! Are you getting hard now, right?
Anyway, oh my god, she's sick of
you being hard. You just healed me of all the pain that I've had all day. Thank you so much.
Jose, thank you very much for the talk. Off the air, okay?
Okay, brother. God bless you guys. You guys have a nice evening. I'm sorry I'm not there, but I'll be there next weekend.
Okay.
Love you.
See you. Love you too.
Love you all.
Take care. All right, we're going to move on. She's in the world of Yoshi. Radio.
Now, yeah, let's
hear
Yoshi.
From Yoshi. Sam, we're going to hear one more from you.
Absolutely. So oh, yes, I'd love to talk.
You're going to play to our audience, our listeners.
The audience?
Yes, right. I'm serious. We're right on the air. You're live.
You're live.
I'm from Los Angeles.
Yoshi, I mean, it's not, yeah. Play that piano like you're making sweet sushi for me.
Play that piano like you're playing her sushi.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Like a fatty tuna.
Yoshi, I love fatty tuna.
Sweet. I know you. You're a spicy tuna roll waiting to happen.
Speak sweet saucy ramen to my lips.
So now, what's this song going to be?
Firstly, I'm going to play in piano songs.
Okay.
So the name is Mizunone.
Which means?
This is mean sound of raining.
Oh,
lovely. Yeah. That sounds pretty.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So I was inspired by rainy sound when Japanese rainy season. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
it rains a lot in Japan.
Yeah, in July we have a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I don't like so much raining. So sometimes I feel comfortable. It gives me a chance to write the songs.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so he's going to play about the rain. Yep.
So play about the rain.
Here
Yay!
Comes the rain.
Woo!
All right.
Yay. Thank you.
Is this going to be on a CD?
The song was released in Japan. It's about 5 years ago. Yeah.
So people are going to, we want people to hear
you.
Yeah,
do you have a website?
Where can we buy it?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. I don't have the website right now, but maybe soon.
Are you like on Apple or something like that?
Are you on iTunes?
iTunes?
Yeah. So this song is available on iTunes.
Good. Oh, that's great. For all the folks out there. But, and now, yeah. I had a question. What influenced you in playing music?
I love 90s alternative rocks, rock music, and pop punk music. For example, Green Day, Nirvana, Newfound Glory, Radiohead, and so I have a lot of favorite bands in 90s. So now I play the piano songs, so maybe everybody can now imagine what I said.
I met him, by the way, at the Zenime Center in LA.
Nice.
So he was fun.
Very nice.
We were channeling energy, remember?
Yeah.
Jore!
They know when I come around. Jore. Anyway, what we're going to do for transit, we're going to have Brigitte Bertrand.
Mm-hmm.
That's my way of saying French.
Yes, so that last name comes from my father's side, from northern France, from Brittany.
How do you spell it?
Bertrand. And basically, when I told my father, I was like, my legal name is Lemoine, which means the monk, but nobody can answer that. Like, not.
What is that again? Your middle name is what?
No, my legal last name is Lemoine. But it means the monk, because the monks got jiggy, and apparently, like, there's everybody. A lot of people in France are called Le Moine, but nobody in American can say that. But Bertrand, they can say. And my father said, he said, well, at least your grandmother, she's probably very happy in her grave right now, saying, I finally got rid of him. About my sailor grandfather, who had a second family and mistresses and all that, the French.
My type of guy.
Well, that's French. And the interesting thing is, my husband's standing right there, and you know what his first name is?
What's his first name?
Bertrand. Mm-hmm. Bertan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just had the D at the end.
That's true.
I know. Yeah. So we could almost be related.
Exciting.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to have you perform.
Okay.
You're going to perform in front of our live audience. I want to tell folks that are calling that we're going to take your call, but be patient. We have a lot of nice talent, and we're going to get everybody on after, we have the talent. So go ahead.
So I'm going to sing a cappella one of my songs, actually the Chanson de Julie. That is in French, that talks about the small pleasures in life. Basically, he says, I like to smoke when you're around because you're with me. Un, deux, trois. J'aime bien fumer quand tu es là. J'aime bien cloper quand t'es là-bas. J'aime bien fumer quand tu es là parce que tu es avec moi. La fumée qui nous détient, elle nous rend un peu parisiens. J'aime bien fumer quand tu es là parce que tu es avec moi. On me dit pas tous les médecins que fumer c'est vraiment pas bien. Mais je m'en fous si c'est malsain, parce que tu es avec moi. J'aime bien fumer quand tu es là. J'aime bien cloper quand t'es là-bas. J'aime bien fumer quand tu es là, parce que tu es avec moi. Amigo, 7 minutes en moins. Cendrier, caveau du destin. Petite manière d'assassin dans un recours féminin. J'aime bien fumer quand tu es là. J'aime bien cloper quand t'es là-bas. J'aime bien fumer quand tu es là, parce que tu es avec moi.
ton regard de petit poussin, une fille qui ne rime à rien. J'aime bien fumer quand tu es là parce que tu es avec moi.
Wow! You know, I have to say one thing about French. You can say the dirtiest, nastiest things with French, and it's still, you're like, oh, it's so beautiful. That's what I love about French. Yeah. You can say something to somebody that would, well, you know, should be bleeped out.
Tell us, now I'm going to ask her a question.
Of course. Please, go ahead.
Your musical roots, how did you get into music?
So my father started DJing when he was around my age, and he actually got fired from a gig once for playing The Doors and Serge Gainsbourg back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And so I grew up in a household with a lot of music playing constantly, like all kinds of stuff, and sometimes talking about racy, a lot of the racy stuff, including the Latino stuff, because my mom's from Argentina. And and so basically, you know, I did my life, I got educated, and then a lot of people pushed me towards music, and I didn't believe myself, and then a light bulb went off, and then I just started writing, and I don't play any instruments, so.
Well, you got talent.
Well,
you got a lot of talent.
She played,
by the way,
started
at Oyster House, but she's gonna go
yes.
bigger and better.
Yes.
And one last thing, how could people get you on iTunes?
So you know, I'm a newbie, as in like I'm new to the musical sphere, but I do have some work, and you can go either on my website BrigitteBertrandt.net. The Brigitte is spelled B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E, like Brigitte Bardot, Brigitte Nielsen.
Last name
is Bertrand, BERTRAND.net. Or you can also go on my Instagram, which is Chante Brigitte, C-H-A-N-T-E, which means to sing in French. And then my first name, Brigitte. And that also has a link to SoundCloud. But yeah, there's, you know, it's some English, some French stuff. It's great. You know, I try to make music that not only... You know, when people listen to it, even though they don't necessarily listen to, you know, they don't necessarily, sorry, understand French.
Right.
But maybe that they want to, like, dance around. They want to have sex to it. They want to do all kinds of stuff. I mean,
that's... Who doesn't want to have sex to beautiful music?
I know, exactly. You know, I'm just trying to create positivity through a ripple effect. So there you
By
go.
The way, you play at Oyster House out here in the L.A.
Yeah.
area?
Yes. Yes.
Any concerts coming up where people can buy your...
So right now, you know, I do maybe have some stuff coming up that's still kind of in the process. So you can just kind of keep tabs on me via what I just said. The, you know, especially Instagram. I like... If you want to see some silly model-like girls doing funny things, that you can do, just follow me on Instagram.
Oh, God, that's funny.
You'll have some fun.
I don't know how I found you, but I found you.
Thank you.
I'm happy we found each other. Her music is great. Look forward to a possible CD coming out.
Yes.
Full-length CD. Are you going to do French?
So, I mean, I've been working a lot on a lot of blues stuff lately. That's, like, really, really cool. I mean, like, one of my biggest inspirations is Amy Winehouse. And I kind of went through a difficult moment, and I transformed that into art, because I think that's the logical thing to do, you know. Negative energy into, well, negative in quotation, but transforming energy into something beautiful and positive. So, yeah, I'll be working on that soon. So, you know, just follow me, and then you can see what's up.
Anyway, we appreciate you being on. We'll have you back. You're going to sing more.
Yes.
And then what we'll do,
awesome.
Yoshi, you have a song. You want to do a guitar?
Yeah.
What's your song title? You going to play one more?
Yeah,
one more.
We're
going to switch troops.
Right now?
Yeah. What would you like to sing?
Yeah. I sing a song. The song name is Inochi no Tabi.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And can I explain...
A little bit, yeah. We want the audience guessing.
Yeah. As you know, big earthquake struck Tohoku in Japan 6 years ago. So for everybody, tsunami was extremely shocking. And more than 15,000 people passed away then. So at the time, all I can do was just write a song for the victim. So... we Japanese never forget the great support by American citizens because Operation Tomodachi
was great helping at the time. So I always pray for the victims when performing this song, but today I'd like to express our gratitude for American citizens through my songs.
Okay, go ahead. He's going to play away on that guitar. Go ahead.
Can I tune a little bit?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was wonderful, Yoshi.
Thank you.
And by the way, you're on iTunes, so people can buy your music.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Arigato
gozaimashita.
Arigato.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
Sam, see my Japanese coming out.
Yeah. Arigato gozaimasu.
And thank you very
much. Yoshi-san.
Have a, you know, you rest. We're going to take photos later, so okay. Let's get everyone in.
Yeah, so...
Okay. Yeah, now I want you to mention your wonderful work for the book, what you're doing. And this, by the way, let me introduce her. Let me introduce her to everybody. Okay. Ashley?
Yes, that's me.
Hovat.
Okovat. Yeah, Okovat.
See, my Hebrew's bad. anyway, you're doing a wonderful thing about books, and I've got a lot of feedback from the community on her, what she's doing. And I wrote a thing on your aunt's website today to express the heart and soul of what you're doing and tell folks out there what they can do.
You can donate books to children in need, and you can donate them to Lanai Elementary School, Portola Middle School, and Taft High School. We're up to around 4,000 books, if not more. So we're going really good, and we want more books, so please donate.
Well, our project is for people to get wonderful. You're doing a good mitzvah. Jewish people translate, good blessing. A good
mitzvah. Yes, we are.
So now keep it up. Keep it up. And then how can people help?
Just like I said, you can donate.
Just give a website. Website?
Okay, yeah. You can go to www.readandrecycle.net. And that will take you to a Facebook page where you can like it, and you can message me, too.
Okay, great.
That's wonderful.
Okay, wonderful.
I love it when
thank you very
get
much.
Back.
Thank you. And then, go ahead.
I just want to say happy birthday to my best friend, Shannon. Today's her birthday.
Okay. I'm going to charge her for that.
Happy birthday, Shannon.
Hey, Shannon. Yay.
Fabulous.
Anyway, we're having this show, by the way, is our first show for Pandora.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
what we're doing is we're on San Francisco Live right now. We're in Las Vegas. We're all over the United States right now. So we're all over.
Congratulations.
And people are listening for the first time. So they say, what kind of show is this? You have French, you have Japanese, and then you have a wonderful lady like Ashley. And by the way, please help Ashley. We want the whole community to help her.
Yes, everyone right? Donate books.
I talked to a mayoral candidate. David Hernandez is going to be helpful. He's running for mayor for LA. So
beautiful,
he's
be beautiful.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Yeah.
So if we can get the attention of all the San Fernando Valley members, if they can go ahead, open their heart, go over their books and donate them. And the location again, it's Lanai Elementary School in the city of Encino, Portola Middle School in the city of Tarzana, and Taft High School in the city of Woodland Hills. And the... We also accept brand new books. So sometimes you can open your heart and go and buy a brand new book and donate it. Because the smiles that you put on the kids' faces worth every penny.
Well, thank you very much. And what we're going to do, we'll do our, till the end of the year, we're going to talk more about the books. We'll let listeners know all across the country. It's not going to be just California, but it'll be all across the country.
And I'd like to add that the drive goes until when, Ashley?
It's until March 15th.
Okay.
But after, if you have any books, you could still donate them, and we'll be glad to take them for next year.
Okay, awesome.
Great.
Thank you
so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And then your sister, I'll have her for a little bit. You want to say anything on radio?
Mm-hmm.
Say about your business?
I just want to say.
Okay. Her name is Doreen.
Doreen, the famous hypnotherapist.
Hypnotherapist. Woo! We shut the door because of the... Yeah, you come in, and I'll get Humberto. Now, tell us about your practice. We'll give you a free shout-out.
Free shout-out. Thank you.
Yeah.
My name is Doreen Kohanim, and I'm a nonprofit since 2012, and I help people that are on border or edge of losing their... well-being, their mindset due to stress or financial burden. And My website is enteryourmind.com for more information. And that's it for now.
That's awesome.
And then that's your website. And by the way, what I was going to mention real quick is she works with people that had some, with the aliens and UFO.
I work with abductees and help them to deal with their issues. And I also work with people that have emotional issues, physical and spiritual.
Well, thank you very much.
The best hypnotherapist in town.
The best. Awesome. And then talk about your law firm real quick.
Well, I am Zipporah Kohanim with the law offices of Zipporah Kohanim, Inc. I practice personal injury primarily. I am located in Woodland Hills, 818-884-5542. We'd love to help you.
Thank you very much. Thank you both very much. Anyway, Shabbat Shalom. And then we're going to get our playwright here. So talk about your play. And then we're going to talk with this gentleman there. And then we're getting one in.
I'm going.
Oh, are you?
I'm not talking about my time.
No, we got time.
I'm not talking about
we got time.
Time.
No, we got time. We got time. Here. Anyway, let's get your mic on, and we'll talk about your play. Okay, real quick, tell us about where your play is going on.
Sure.
And is that the brochure?
Yes. Your play?
Okay, I got to see it. Okay. Now, you have a play coming up, Sierra Madre Playhouse, A Wrinkle in Time. In fact, Tony's friend, he's over there, and it's Believing Takes a Practice, and it's directed by
Christian Labano.
Are you now, does it have your name here?
No. My name is Diane Siegel, and I do the educational outreach for the show and some special programming that we're going to do to get people excited and have fun with the themes of the show.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let me get this call real quick. Hello, you're on the air. This is Cameron.
Hey, Cameron. Hi, pal. How you doing?
Hey, it's Ken Pfeiffer, a UFO
gentleman.
He's with MUFON, and I'm going to be – are you going to be in Vegas? I'm going to be going to the
No, the only time I'll go to Vegas for MUFON is if they invite me to do a photo presentation.
Right.
For the conference, that's the one thing that kind of puzzles me with MUFON is they never have a photo presentation of UFOs. It just puzzles.
Yeah.
It boggles my mind. I don't understand why.
Well, anyway, as you're on the phone, we're going to have a... Tell us about your book real quick.
Well,
we have a lady come in about her book.
This play, real quick, just this play is A Wrinkle in Time by Madeline L'Engle. And
okay.
It has to do with UFOs in a way because it has aliens in it.
Oh, really?
It's Mrs. What's-It. And she comes out. She looks like a little old lady all bundled up, kind of like almost a homeless person. But then she turns out to be a shapeshifter. Who later on in the play, she turns into a centaur. She takes the children in and to planets far away. It's one of the most beloved books of current adult generation. It was written about 50 years ago.
Yeah, we got to go because we have time. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Okay. And give us your name.
I'm Gary Goldstein.
Okay, Barry, what do you do?
I'm a playwright and screenwriter, and I have a play that's opening in Beverly Hills at the Theater 40 on March 16th. It's called April, May, and June.
Okay.
And that's about three sisters who convene at the house of their late mother to finish cleaning up the last of her things.
Yeah, just get to where is it playing?
It's playing at Theater 40 in Beverly Hills. It's theater40.org. You can buy tickets online at the website. They go on sale Monday, March 6th. I think it's a really play. It's funny. It's poignant. I think people really like it and really relate
cool.
to it. Yeah.
And any famous performers in it?
They will be.
Okay.
When the play is over, but it's a Theater 40 production.
And by the way, you're a writer for the LA Times.
I am also.
Journalist.
I'm a film reviewer for the LA Times.
You got to review good movies on her movie. Tell about your movie.
Oh my God.
Amber.
This is the awkward intro. My latest movie is called Glass Jaw. It's an epic fight pick, and it has Corina Rico. She was in Bad Moms.
Okay.
It's directed by Jeff Celentano. He's a famous director.
Oh, I know Jeff.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. He knows the director.
Yeah.
So I visit my boo in prison, and I have like this epic scene where I fight with someone behind bars.
Oh, wow. Anyway.
Argumentation. And I also got to go to the Oscars on Sunday, which was exciting. And I wore my jewelry sponsor, LisaD.com, LisaD Jewelry, and she made me this awesome necklace. And you can buy it, the necklace I wore, on the website, and it's called Red Carpet Ready. It's made with real sterling silver and gold, Swarovski crystals, and black onyx. So that was really exciting. But the epic pick that I've been doing right now is great. And then on Tuesday, I'm going to be shooting a segment for Entertainment Weekly, which is exciting.
Yay!
I know!
My girl, say.
But I signed an NDA, so I don't know what it's about.
See, it's favorite sports in life. That's what
happened. It's going to be a surprise show on Tuesday, I guess.
Now, I'm going to have Amber introduce
Umberto.
Umberto.
Yeah, this is Umberto, and he's shooting a comedy movie, too.
It's going to be drama.
Drama!
A dramedy, yes, that's right.
And now tell us about your book.
All right, great. Thank you so much. It's called Parenting Like a Rock Star. I actually have something in my throat called a rock.
Okay.
Anyway, it's called Parenting Like a Rock Star. It's a self-help book for parents or anybody who wants to be a parent. Actually, not doesn't want to be a parent, but it's going to be a parent.
Okay.
And anyone who is a parent or a grandparent, you definitely have to read this book. Parenting Like a Rock Star, you can pre-order right now at mezabooks.com. That's mezabooks.com. I would love for you to read this. Trust me, this is something that you're gonna not regret, and you're gonna love to get the inside of how I was raised and what I did through my time, my struggles as a single parent, and what I did to raise my children, because they're an inspiration to me, and I just I love the fact that they are a part of me, but also independent from themselves, and they do everything on their own. And I just wanted to say something, that trust is a big issue.
Right.
You have to have that trust with your
children.
Because
of the time restraint, I want you to mention, where are you going to be comedy-wise? Because you're wonderful.
Well,
he's a wonderful comedic.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And we just want
I'm just writing at this moment. I'm writing scripts and some comedy stuff. I don't have anything in the pipeline as far as stand-up comedy, but I do have some scripts that I'm developing right now to do as short films. And this book is really the whole purpose of why I'm here and promoting this book.
Now, people want to see your website?
Yes, they have to go to my website, which is mezabooks.com.
And will you personally sign it?
I will personally sign it.
I'm telling you, that's actually a big thing.
Here's the thing, as you pre-order right now, you will have the e-book download 1 month before the general public release.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. We'll keep you here.
All right, thank you.
Now tell us, you guys, speaking of Mike, get your headset. All right. It's called Radioland. I miss you, man. I miss you. I miss you. Now tell us about yourself. Who are you?
All right. My name is Jamil Rashid.
Okay.
I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm a fine artist. I've actually had my debut in 1990 and been working on several major projects. I did a piece called Quiet Courage that was on a major icon, Rosa Parks.
Sure.
I was commissioned to do this piece in 1994.
Okay.
The city of Linwood commissioned me. The piece that I've been focusing in on, of course, is to preserve our living legends. One being, of course, Muhammad Ali, the Candyman that you're checking out there, and also the original Temptations. My primary medium is charcoal.
Hold on 1 second. I want to. Everyone's calling us. Hello. Is this? Hi. How are you? Is this Ken? Ken. Let me get Ken. Hello, Ken. Ken. We're gonna try to get. We're trying to call Ken back. So you do the. You're
this
an artist.
Is my work. Yes,
so what we'd like to do is great. Mm-hmm. And where can people see this work?
Well, they can go on my website, which is New Images LTD.
Okay.
I'm also on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm getting to a point where they're going to be doing a social media.
Okay. Ken? We'll get Ken real quick.
Hello?
Hey, Ken, it's Cameron.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good. You just called us and we just wanted to let people know about your wonderful things that you're doing, and you called into the show, and wanted to let people know. Is this Ken Pfeiffer?
No, this is Jacob Cohen.
Oh, Jacob Cohen. Did you want to talk to someone, or in specific?
I was just going to respond to Ashley's show regarding the books. And we were just going to let her know she's doing a wonderful thing. And we're very proud to be able to help and contribute.
Okay, no problem. We appreciate it. We, you know, as they say in Hollywood, you know, we appreciate your call. And, you know, please call back. All right?
Yes, I will. No problem. Thank you.
All right. I'm telling you, this show. Do I have this controlled or what? All right. Now we're done. Now that's it. We didn't get any more. Anyway, now your work is wonderful. Are you? Do you sell any of these great artists?
Actually, yes. As a matter of fact, my work is for purchase.
Okay.
You can go to my website and find out more detail as to reference to how to contact me. The most significant thing.
Ken, is that you?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good. Well, crazy show tonight. I wanted to mention about Ken. He has a site on UFOs. So he had a wonderful thing. Did we really go to the moon? And you had a wonderful article. So tell us real quick, because we're out of time, and I'll have you for a full 40 minutes next time. But I want to let people
know. That sounds good.
Now,
yeah, no, I have my new website. It's KenPieferDiscoveries.com. It's about a lot of the discoveries I made on Mars and the moon, and as a matter of fact, there's even some photos about the Apollo moon mission, you know, questioning if we really went. So if you get a chance, check it out. It's, you know, KenPieferDiscoveries.com.
Okay.
And, yeah, I think you'll like it.
Okay, and then Oakland, Illinois' photo. Ken is our UFO expert for MUFON in New Jersey. So he's telling us about things he's published. The Oakland, Illinois photo. What does that mean to the folks out there? The Oakland, Illinois photo.
Let me see. Was that on my website?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let me get to my site here. I got so many things on my site. Oakland, Illinois. That was on my World UFO Photos and News.org?
Okay. Yes, I have, because of time restraints, we can maybe talk about that. You know, talk about
Yeah, that. Let's talk about that next week, I think. I don't have any information on that right now.
Okay, now I'm going to be going to the Area 51. Anything new? I'm going to be going in, I think the MUFON trip is in July.
Yeah, July.
Anything we should know about Area 51? That they're going to release?
Well, I said before, you know, I'd be willing to walk across the line here at the front gate. That's the reason why we went to the back gates, me and my wife, and had that close encounter at the back gates in 2006.
Nice.
Just be careful, you know, just be, I've heard some bad stories about the front gates there. You know, you may get harassed. I'm not sure
if
things have changed over the years.
Don't they legally have the right to kill you if you walk across those?
I was kind of disappointed. They had a show with Jesse Ventura years ago, and he was scared across the line, and he really surprised me. I think if anyone was going to, you know, step over the line, it would have been him. But, you know, I said before, you know, if you pay for a week's vacation with me in Vegas and pay for my lawyer's fees and everything else to getting out of jail, I'd be more than willing to walk across the line.
I'll go with anyone to Vegas for any reason.
So, hey, you know. Anyway, Ken Pfeiffer, you got to see him, and he's got give him your website for the folks across the country so they can see the wonderful photos that you've taken.
Yeah, my website is worldufophotos.org. I have over 11,000 UFO photos that I feel are a real thing. And my news website is worldufophotosandnews.org.
Okay.
I have, I think, about 1,700 UFO case files on there from all over the world. And of course, my new website, KenPieferDiscoveries.com. If you get a chance, check them out. I think you'll enjoy them.
Thank you very much, Ken. And then we'll have you next week. We'll have Uninterrupted. We'll have plenty of time.
That sounds good.
You know, my shows
I think you guys are the wild bunch out there.
That's
you know?
It. We're going to be. Well, two more weeks. We're going to do our St. Patrick's Day, but we're going to go to a
Robin Hood.
We're going to do an unusual thing. We'll have people dress up as UFOs on St. Patrick's Day. Anyway, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ken, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, pal. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Now, because of time restraints. Thank you very much for wonderful Jameer Rashid.
Yes.
Wonderful photos he's done of from Muhammad Ali to President Parks. Obama. Yeah. So this is great. Thank great
you.
Stuff.
You know, I've been to the Rosa Parks Museum. It's amazing.
Well, my piece that I did on Rosa Parks is there. You're talking about in Montgomery?
Yeah,
it's up there. I'm one of the few who have my pieces. This piece that I did on Rosa
Parks. I know that piece.
She signed it, yes.
Yeah,
that made history there. Yeah.
Anyway, for time restraints, we got to end the show. So there you go.
We're ending the show.
We're ending the show because we're getting time restraints. Anyway, I want to thank everyone from John Michael Capaldi.
Thank you very
much. Celebrity psychic. To Humberto Meza.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Jimmy. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And then I went Danny Cruz, UFO Forward.
Thank you, Cameron. Great to be here. We had a great show tonight.
Spread Singer. Was wonderful, Brigitte.
Brigitte.
Yes, we are so happy.
Ooh la la, Brigitte.
Coming in from the Oyster House.
Brigitte.
Brandy and Jose Escamilla. Jose. Anyway, good night from Los Angeles. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
From Los Angeles.